Why most concert projection domes get it wrong. Closed projection domes are fantastic for cinematic installations and terrible for live music. The reason is design, not technology, and it's worth understanding if you're building or booking a dome venue. Projection domes are having a moment. Festival organizers want them. Venue operators are specsing them. Brands are renting them for activations. And a noticeable fraction of these installations, specifically the ones built for live music, are going to underperform because the people buying them didn't think through the difference between a cinematic dome and a performance dome. These are two different products. Building the wrong one for the wrong use case is expensive. What a closed dome is for. A closed dome, a fully enclosed hemispherical or spherical shell with a light lock entrance, does one thing beautifully. It removes every visual reference to the outside world. Audience members walk in, the door seals, the lights drop, and they are inside a 360-degree canvas with no visual escape. Planetariums work this way. Immersive art experiences work this way. Cinematic festival installations work this way. The enclosure is the magic. For a cinematic show, pre-rendered full dome content, ambient audio, a 20 to 40 minute program, a closed dome is the right answer. The audience is lying down or sitting, looking up, consuming the content the way they'd consume a movie, but wrapped in it instead of in front of it. Why closed domes fail as concert venues. A band wants to see the audience. The audience wants to see the band. Neither of those is possible inside a closed dome without mutilating the surface. You can try to solve it three ways, all of which fail. Put the performers up against the wraparound surface. Now the performers are lit by projection, and the audience can't see them against the background. The band gets eaten by the content. Raise the performers on a platform inside. The front row can see them. Nobody past the front row can. The back of the dome might as well be watching audio. Cut windows into the surface for sight lines. Now the visual wrap is broken, the blend zones are a mess, and the expensive part of the dome isn't working anymore. The underlying problem is that a concert is a three-party relationship. Band, audience, visuals, and a closed dome treats visuals as the whole room. That works for a cinematic piece and doesn't work for a show with performers who need to be seen. What an open-face dome actually solves. An open-face dome is a hemisphere with the front cord removed. The back and top are curved projection surface. The front is open to the audience. Performers stand inside the open face, facing out. Audience stands or sits in front, looking at the performers silhouetted against a wraparound projected backdrop. This is a fundamentally different piece of stagecraft than a closed dome. It reads as a giant, curved, animated backdrop behind a live band, which is exactly what a concert actually wants. The curvature eats the flat horizon line that a rectangular backdrop would have, so the stage reads as bigger than the same band on a flat screen. And because the front is open, the sight lines are unobstructed in both directions. Quote, "The right question isn't closed or open. It's, is this dome hosting a film or hosting a band? Pick the dome that matches the show you're actually putting in it. What to ask if you're buying or booking? If you're specsing a dome for a venue or renting one for an event, define the primary use case first. Closed domes are a specialty product for cinematic immersion, gallery-style installations, and seated audio-visual programming. Open-faced domes are concert stage instruments. Trying to use one for the other's job is how festival installations end up with frustrated bands, frustrated audiences, and a dome that nobody wants to book next year.